people who die for you, they don't even have the slightest thought that they have the slightest ability to occupy this seat. But they'll come and say, listen, there's a seat open at the university for one of us. You know, I can't take it, but we got to fight. I'll go ahead and fight. I'll die for it. Somebody else will come and take and advance the race. Do you know they actually died thinking that you would come, occupy this seat, and help advance the struggle? They really did. Yeah, so beautiful. That's why everybody can exploit them. It's so naive. They really, really did that. If you ask, oh yeah, don't worry about it. I meet them all the time. They'll tell me, you know, oh, you know, Brother Kwame, I don't got all that intelligence you got, so you can stand up there and deal for that. But I'll go forward, and I'll take the bullets for you and keep going. Yeah. They'll do it. They honestly will do it. That's the love they have for justice. They are willing to give their lives for justice. And they give their lives for justice, and you don't even use the blood to advance the struggle for justice. You have betrayed your people's blood. Your task is to advance your people's struggle. Now, let me tell you one thing. You say, capitalism does confuse you. All the time, I mean, really, when you look at it, I say, wow, you really got to fight this one all the time, you know. It will let you think that you can think out of the concrete, and when you think abstractly, it will let you think that you are thinking. But you know that you cannot think about something unless you're involved in it. You're students. Which of you here can honestly tell me that you can think about physics without taking physics? Of course, without taking physics, you can think you think about physics. You can even think you think like Einstein about physics. But until you take physics, you cannot think about physics. You must properly understand that one cannot think about something unless one is involved in it, because thought is directly linked to action, simply because thought is a reflection of